The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, and welcome to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. My name is Emily Thomas, and I am a mom on a mission to get a new perspective. Y'all, I am not proud of it, but I've spent far too long waiting for my daily irritations to resolve before the good times can begin. And I'm thinking the struggles are just going to keep coming, so I might as well get a new plan. God promises if we persevere through our daily struggles, our character will be built, and we'll end up with a hope that doesn't disappoint. And I don't know about you, but my hardest days happen when I've lost sight of that hope. So if that's your story too, join me each week as I interview someone who has passed from just struggling to struggling well. Welcome back. You have got episode 43 here, and I am talking to my friend Anjali Pashkal. She is a wife and a mom to four. She was a photographer, but she stopped that for a season. She'll tell us about why. I first saw Anjali on Instagram, and I really connected with the way that she is honest about her struggles, but also earnest in her seeking to choose the way of grace and freedom. In this episode, we cover so much: making a safe place for your kids, which is more than just locking the doors so robbers don't get in, what she does to enter into hard places in her own life, and what she discovered when she did. She talks about how she practically connects with her boys and how being a mom was not natural for her and instead felt clunky and awkward, and she felt super insecure about it. I'm still thinking about her wise words, and I know you're gonna love this episode. Before we get started though, I wanted to read a review that I loved from Abby's Music. She said, "These episodes have been like a fountain for my thirsty mama heart. They're honest, they're encouraging, they speak truth." I love this review because it's true. We do not have a lot of time. I'm thankful that you find it worthwhile, Abby. I will tell you that I do a lot of editing to these episodes to make sure that I bring you all the best parts of our conversation because I know we are all short on time. And since I've edited so much of these episodes out, you have some extra time on your hands. Please use it wisely and head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review for the show if you haven't already. And make sure that you've subscribed by clicking that little button that says subscribe, because reviews and subscriptions just help raise the awareness of the show and help more people see it. So that would be a really big help, and I would appreciate it so much. And also you could download each episode like 9 or 10 times, because downloads also help, but that may not be the direction you want to go. And I appreciate that. I can respect that. So anyway, guys, let's go ahead and get started. You're going to love this episode. Hey, Anjali, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Emily?
I'm so good. Will you please tell us about who you are?
Yes, I will. I am a 35-year-old mother of four.
Okay.
I have two boys and two girls, and I am I'm a business owner. I do photography, weddings, and portraits.
Okay.
But I've recently kind of put that on the shelf because these four little kids require a lot of attention. And I'm a pastor's wife. My husband's a pastor here in San Diego, and we have a heart for sharing the love of God in our community.
Okay. How do you practically do that these days?
Which part, being a mother or?
Oh, yeah. How do you practically do all of it? No, in the community with your kids, what do you do?
Okay. So at this time of my life, my two boys are in school and my girls are at home. They are 4 and 2 years old.
Okay.
So I kind of look at it into two parts. One is really I have a heart for helping women. How do I explain this? Sorry, it might be roundabout. But helping women find words for their heart.
Okay.
And what that means is encouraging and inviting women to share their story of where they're at and what they're going through and entering the reality of where they are and the truth of who they are and really discovering and finding God is with them there in their hearts.
How do you do that?
Well, right now, my focus is really on using Instagram as a place to call women out. And to be honest, and basically, it's as I am entering my own story and giving words to my story and speaking truth and entering the vulnerable places and putting words to that, my hope is that those words will connect to other women and help them enter their own hearts.
Let me tell you, that is where I first found you. And I love your honesty. And it is a fine line between my life is so crazy out of control that I may not make it to the end of the day. Yeah. Honesty, and where people are like concerned about your well-being. You know what I'm saying? But then there's also everything looks so perfect all the time that I feel like my life is junk because I look at your amazing life. Do you know what I'm saying? But you strike this balance, which obviously your Instagram feed is beautiful. You're a photographer, but it's real, but I'm not concerned about your mental health. Do you know what I'm saying? So you do a really good job of that. And that's, I just wanted to read you one of the things you recently wrote, which you know because you wrote, but you just said, when the house is in shambles and each kid's tugging on me for attention, I want to crawl under the covers and scream. Yes, amen. When the screen time isn't doing the trick and they want me, which they do, they always want us, I have to fight back my frustration. When my husband's late and I want to make him pay for it with short, passive-aggressive answers, I have to hold back from justifying my bad behavior. Absolutely. But I love how you just go on to say, it's my mess, my heart and my house are disorganized. I'm in a place where things are not perfect, but I'm going to lean into that. I'm going to let, you know, this daughter dance for me and this son, I'll play a game with him and all the things that feel like we just, they're not as important as cleaning up or quiet or organization. And you're stopping to realize that, no, like that is what's important. And I love that. I really, it's making me tear up just thinking about it. Like, it's so hard to stop sometimes, you know,
yeah.
and look at the one more picture of whatever that they keep drawing. Like my dog, everything is a dolphin right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
yes.
But to stop and really engage. So I just want to say, like, your place is, it's a beautiful place to go and be refreshed and be kind of brought back to what's important in motherhood. So that's why I wanted to talk to you today. I'm so excited.
It's a balance, right? Because I think Instagram's a place where we can really, really cut and paste, you know, and we do. We can edit and make everything look really beautiful. And I also want to have a feed that is beautiful, because I think there are things in my home or daily life and in a children's eyes that are really beautiful, and I want to capture those things. And I don't always want to post a picture of like my 7 baskets of dirty laundry.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
It just means, hey, like we can post beautiful things and post the truth of our hearts. Just because a feed has all the, you know, seemingly perfect images, it doesn't mean that there's not brokenness there.
Right.
I think that even that post, I mean, I think all of us moms have been there where we do want to like crawl under the covers and have our own tantrum,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just like peel children off of us, you know, and
so much touching.
Yes. And our spouse that comes home from like, he went out to lunch and went out to a restaurant and ate like real food, and I ate dino chicken, you know, and it's like, I want to be mad at him for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what I hope is, I feel like, because that is a truth, I think everyone would say, yes, that's me, even if they're not really raising their hand that high. You know, I think internally, yeah, we're nodding. We've all hit a wall. We've all snapped. We all feel angry. We all feel at the end of our rope. But I think it's what we do with that that's the most important. Because all those things that I did, right, like, sure, I danced, I watched my daughter dance, and I played chess, and I helped my son take a bath. But I think we can hold in both hands, yes, I'm a mess, and yes, I love these kids, and can sacrifice for them.
I tend to be really all black and white, and so I feel like if I don't love this, I don't love them. And it's not the same thing.
No.
Yeah.
It's tricky. And I think I'm learning, like I can hold both. Like, for example, I think when we have those, we hit the wall, let's just call it that. We hit a wall.
Mm-hmm.
We have this choice of, we can go into like I call it the willfulness and the willlessness.
Okay.
So the willfulness is like the talking to your, like kind of like forcing your heart. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be better. I'm going to try harder. I'm going to go on this diet. I'm going to try this new discipline regimen. I'm going to do this, right? We get very mm-hmm. will. I'm going to do it, right?
Yes.
We've all done that. And then the other pendulum swing of that is the willlessness, where it's the, I can't do this, I give up. Mm. And I think that's the danger in motherhood that I see. And even a lot of my friends, when I look in their eyes, it's this slow checking out of life.
Mm.
I can't handle it. I am lost. I'm lonely. I hit this wall. And I've done the willful thing. I've done all the things that I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And those things don't work. And so I'm going to go the other way. I'm just going to check out. Mm. I kind of just going to go through the motions of life, but without passion, without hope, without love, without dreaming or desires. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what do you do?
So I would call it the willingness.
Okay.
You enter. I think that the wall inside of us, right? If I say that, I think we can really, and I think you can label it in whatever that wall is for you. Some people,
right.
Anger. Some people, it's loneliness. Some people, it's envy. Some people, it's despair. Some people, it's fear. Whatever that wall is for you that you just can't get through or can't break down, that's where the willfulness is, I'm going to beat it up until it comes down.
Mm-hmm.
The willlessness is, I guess that's just how life is. Mm-hmm. And the willingness is, I'm going to enter that wall.
Okay.
I'm going to stay there. I'm going to stay here and wait and see how this wall is a gift for me and how God is going to use this as a place to breathe new life.
Hmm. It's good. It's hard.
It's very hard.
So your wall is what? And how are you waiting?
I had lots of walls, but I would say throughout my life, one is a big one is loneliness.
Okay.
And I think that's, I can never say this word, Emily, exacerbated.
You got it.
I got
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm. In motherhood. Motherhood is a very lonely place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very isolating. I think it is just, before you have kids, loneliness, you can feel it very well. You know, you can be busy, you can work, you can have your whole life in order, and you can avoid the wall of loneliness or the gap of loneliness in your chest. But when you have kids, man, all those things that you could do and keep life together so well, now you can't. And so you're so faced with the reality of who you are. It's terrifying sometimes.
Mm-hmm. How do you sort out the loneliness that you feel on a daily basis?
I think it's entering it. You know, I think my temptation with loneliness is the willfulness. You know, it's more of the, okay, got to be busy. What's my plan?
Okay.
What am I going to do? You know, and always trying to have something planned, or, you know, it's my iPhone of always trying to keep above the water, you know, of not having to touch that place inside of me that hurts.
Mm, okay.
And so, yeah, that's kind of like avoiding it or pretending it's not there. And I really have to, I think why writing is so helpful, because it's putting words to that place. It's putting words to that wall, that the writing of it is actually helping me stay with it.
Okay. And what do you find when you're with it? Like, how is that helping you?
Well, it's really, I don't think it's so much of, if I stopped there, that would be so, there'd be a lot of despair there.
Yeah.
I think it's the writing it and the talking about it and being loved in it. That's the change. That's the hope. So, for instance, it's when my husband comes home and the kids are finally asleep, where I talk about my day. And that's even a hard thing for me because my day is really boring most of the time. You know, there is nothing that exciting. It's much easier for me to talk about his day, like, oh, what's happening at the church? How's ministry? How's that relationship? What's going on with that family? You know?
Okay.
But to talk about how, like, yeah, the girls and I went to the park, just the two of us, and I didn't have anyone to chat with. It was more of like, yeah, it was actually really lonely, you know, and I dreaded going, but they begged me, you know?
Mm, yeah.
And so,
first of all, I would like to stop and say, it's so nice to hear that other people dread going to the park because I kind of hate it.
I just think it's so funny because I'm like, especially in San Diego, it's gorgeous. It's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
But for some reason I'm like, oh, really? Again? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. No. The park. We can. Amen. 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 It's death. The park is
the
like
park is death
for my soul. It's like, you want to find out how you're really doing? Go to a park.
So funny. Oh my gosh.
So right. So if it stopped at just being vulnerable and just writing or just speaking the truth of my heart, That would be hard. That'd be not enough. It's being loved. It's being loved in the place of that wall inside of you.
And so you have to get out there with your thoughts in order for someone else to know it, in order for you to be loved. Is that what you...
Absolutely. Yeah, it's owning it. It's saying, this is where I'm really at. This is where I'm dry. This is where I'm dying inside. And that is the place where, well, hopefully, and most of the time he does, my husband will come close and say, wow, that's really hard. Mm. Or it's like even this invitation through Instagram of saying, hey, share your story. It's seeing, wow, people responding. Oh my goodness, I've been there. Yes, I'm in the same place right now. This is what's going on in my life. And I'm seeing that happen. And it's a really powerful and beautiful thing to see people being loved in the reality and the truth of who they are.
So good. And you have like a hashtag.
Yeah.
Stay awake to love, right?
Awake to love. Yeah.
And you do you have like a system with that, or you just other people are using it, or?
Well, it's kind of like an experiment. I'm not really sure where it's going to go or what it's doing, but
okay.
It's the whole idea of wherever you are, even in the ugly, right? I think a big one also is envy right now for me. It's like, okay. Oh man, I can look at all these other women and want their life. Like, because
and you live in San Diego.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't add up to me.
Yeah, completely, right? It doesn't make sense. But I think, but we all do that in our own way. It's like, oh, if mm-hmm. only I had this or that, or a child that, you know, ate at the table like that child looks like she's doing, you know? And so it's like, wow.
Or a child that didn't want to go to the park.
Yeah, exactly. So it's that idea, right, of staying awake to love in your envy or in the middle of the ugly circumstance that you're in right now, of the in the cell of what's going on behind your rib cage. You know, it's like wherever that is, like stay awake to love there. And what would it be like if God can meet you there and other people could enter the truth of who you are?
So how have you seen God meet you in the middle of the loneliness specifically?
You know, I think it's like a peeling the onion kind of effect.
Okay.
I think God is using that to like peel the layers of the places where I have looked to be filled by other places besides him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think one is a career. So it was like, oh, that was so fulfilling, being a photographer and mm-hmm. being flown over the country and being wanted and needed and desired and people wanting your time and attention, you know, that was.
And then saying, look at how good these pictures are, yeah, you know,
right?
Which your kids are probably not saying.
No, they're not. I mean, literally 5 seconds ago, I was taking a picture of my son. He's like, please stop taking pictures of me. Please.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, so that's appealing of the way of God saying, like, Angelie, look at how you've used this to fill this longing in your heart.
Yeah.
Or look at how you've used this parenting method to validate who you are. You know, and so when that parenting method breaks down, oh gosh, I actually have to deal with who I am and my failures and inadequacies and the places inside me that make me want to like crawl out of my skin, you know? So yeah. It's a bizarre thing to say this, but I really believe it's those things that are a gift. Like he brings up those stuff in our hearts so that we can see who we are and see who God is.
Yeah. Our church has a thing where they say, I'm going to butcher this, but if dependence is the goal, then weakness is an asset.
Yeah.
If you think about it. And so I think it's kind of the same thing that you're saying, but you're right that if we stick with the willfulness, we'll just be discouraged because it's not going to work ultimately. Yeah. And then if we just go to the willlessness, you're just listless. You're not even in your life.
Yeah.
So good. I love that. What was the process then of letting go for a season of the photography business? Like right. That I think would be super hard.
It was really hard. It was, and I think I came to a place where I would rather, I have to qualify this, but be home than be away.
Okay.
So, for instance, I think when I started photography, my second son was just born. So I was kind of in the throes of it, and motherhood was never anything that came naturally. It was very clunky and awkward, and I was really insecure.
Okay.
And I still am. I don't think I've progressed that much, but maybe I will say a little bit more than that. I've come a little ways in the past 10 years.
Okay.
But I think photography was definitely an outlet slash escape for me. And not always a bad way, but it was an escape, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think I've come to a place in my life where I see what everyone always says to you at the grocery store, like how quick it goes. You know, isn't it? Sometimes it's so annoying when people say that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, you try living my life today and it's not going slow. It's going very, I mean, it's not going fast. It's going very, very slow.
Right. I always want to say, well, then you're welcome to take them for the afternoon because I'm going to go get a pedicure.
Here you go. Thanks so much. Yeah, right. It's just like, and I think now that my kids are in the school year, it's like, yeah, it's right. They're right.
Every single old lady on aisle 6 wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
It's so true. Yeah. And so I think it was came to a point where it's like, I can always go back to this as a career if I wanted to. Yeah. But right now, like for weddings, those are Saturdays every day. Mm-hmm. Every Saturday. And it's like, I actually want to be at my son's football game.
Yeah.
You know,
that's so wise. I'm just so proud of you. I don't even know you, but I need you to know that I'm proud of you.
Thank you. You can give me an air high five.
I do. High five. So, you know, this really goes well into what you said that you learned from your mom, which is she always made space for you.
Mm-hmm. She did. My mom is like really amazing. I mean, just briefly, she earned her PhD when she was 24 years old.
Whoa.
And if you think about that, like 40 years ago, not many women were getting their doctorates.
Mm, yeah.
Like she's a brilliant woman. And when she had us, I'm the youngest of four, she gave up her career. She could have been a professor at any university in America. And she said, no, I want to stay at home with my kids.
Mm.
So she did that. And she stayed home with us until I was the youngest, until I was in high school. She went back to teaching, okay. And she's teaching at a university still right now.
What impact did that have on you?
At the time, you know, when you're young, you just know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it has more of an impact on me now, looking back and knowing what she did and what she went through and what she gave up to be at home with us.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was the kind of woman, I this is no joke, we would be in the grocery store and she would pay for the people's groceries, like in front of us or behind us.
Mm.
Or at a restaurant, she would tell the waiter, hey, here's my credit card. Pay for that family's meal over there.
Mm.
And I say this, like, we were broke. Like,
really?
My parents were missionaries. So it's not that we had extra money. It was like she was just a generous person. Like, everything she had, she gave. And the other piece of that is what I really learned from her. She is not afraid to talk to people. Okay. Like, she will talk to people in grocery stores, at Costco, at football games. Like, she's just an initiator of people.
Okay.
And I have taken from that this beauty of, wow, if you just ask someone to tell you their story, mm-hmm. they'll tell it to you.
Mm.
If you just show interest, if you show curiosity in someone else around you, people are so longing and be loved and heard.
That is such a good point. Our story is our very favorite one.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I won't stop talking now. See, Emily?
It's so good. No, I love it.
But I think that's also like kind of what trickled down to me, even with what my hope is for this space on Instagram is like, wow, what if we invited people to share?
Mm-hmm.
And actually the person sharing and telling their story, wow, they're entering their hearts. Like what's really going on in my heart,
mm-hmm.
and where's God in that?
Hmm. I love it. So you told me also that she sang you to sleep every night.
She did.
And yeah. How has that affected what your bedtime routine looks like with your kids?
I wish I could say it was as lovely as that, right? I think in my memory, when I have that memory of falling asleep, it always felt very safe.
Mm.
And I hope to pass that on to my kids, you know, that just scratching their back and seeing them to sleep. And I'm successful like one out of seven nights a week, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful thing to create a safe place for our kids.
Yeah. You mentioned that you're kind of concerned a little bit at this point about not connecting with your sons.
Yeah.
What's that look like? Like, what's not working? Or
I get kind of anxious when I'm not connecting with my boys. Okay. And all my kids. I think my girls are still young, that connecting's very easy. They just cuddle, you know?
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't require as much work.
Okay.
And I think with my boys, it's getting harder and harder to find their hearts.
Okay.
And I think that because they're gone 6 days a week, 6 hours a day at school, and by the time they get home, I'm exhausted too. I've just been with the two little girls all day.
Mm.
That to really explore what's going on underneath takes a lot of work. And not only that, there's a lot of times they don't want to go there.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, mom, it was good.
School was good.
Yeah, fine. Okay, but what did you do? Like, what did you talk about? What did you? Who did you play with? Who did you sit by? I don't know, mom. It's like, oh, no, give me something.
Yeah.
But
sometimes I hold whatever they want to do hostage. When you say words that are not good and fine, you make sentences come out, you can have this snack.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true.
So what's working?
What's working is it's really following what they love.
Okay.
So, for instance, right, you have a seven-year-old boy, but right?
A seven-year-old girl. Mm.
Girl. Yeah. Where they're hard at is what they love.
Mm-hmm.
So my boys are really into Lego Ninjago right now.
Okay. I don't even know what that means.
Right. Yeah. You know what? Neither do I.
Okay.
Because it's like that, like 0% interesting to me.
Okay.
That's like, I would rather pull the weeds outside than...
I'd rather go to the park.
Yeah. Stop. Right?
That's how bad this is.
Please. Yeah, so I think connecting with them means learning and loving Lego Ninjago.
Okay.
So it means asking about the pieces and the characters and going online and finding, you know, cool stuff and building them with them and listening to the stories they tell about their creations.
Okay.
And I'm more like, let's connect over tea.
Yeah.
Let's go in the backyard and talk about what we're struggling with and,
yes,
you know, our best friends. And, you know, that's yes, me. That's me. That's my love language right there.
Right.
And their love language is Ninjago. And
do you find that you get to the feelings and the deeper stuff when you do this other stuff first?
No, not necessarily.
No, not yet.
Okay. No, because it's not, I think that would be about me. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like,
okay,
if they spilled their guts after I spent 10 minutes with them and we're like in the Ninjago set, that would be like for me, you know, like needing that from them. And I think getting on their level, I might not ever get anything out of that,
mm-hmm,
but they feel loved.
Do you see a difference in them though? I guess is what I'm asking. Like once you spend that time.
I don't know. Yes and no.
Okay.
My hope is yes. Does it mean that they're like coming to me now and wanting me more? I don't know. I think those are the seeds I'm planting.
Yeah.
To build a bond.
No, it's so good. So hard because like you're saying, I've never actually verbalized it, but what am I getting out of this? God is hilarious because my daughter, her love language is all things animals. Animals all the time. And I don't like animals. And
I
so
don't
it's like
either.
Okay, thank you. I always feel like such a ice queen because I'm like, oh, cats, you know, but I just don't like them. And all she ever does is draw, like I said, dolphins and dogs and cats and, you know, everything, every conversation, every single shirt has to have an animal on it. And so I think, what am I getting out of this? Nothing. And I need to go into it going, you're getting nothing out of it. Be a grown up. Just do this for them, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, it's true. And that's where it's like, that's where I think I feel the anxiety of like, am I connecting?
Mm.
No, but I have to keep trusting. You're right, that these are the seeds that are being planted, like that they know I love what they love. And that means I love them.
Yeah.
That their desires and their heart and the things they're passionate about, although insignificant to me, that's everything to them.
Yeah.
This little Lego land they just built is everything to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so loving that Lego land is loving them. Even if they don't turn around and say, I love you, Mom. Thank you so much for spending this time with me admiring my creation. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what it's building is that, oh, my mom loves what I love. And that makes me feel loved.
So good.
I hope. I'm crossing my fingers right now. Right? Ask me in 10 or 20 years if that actually...
Yeah. Because if not, you know a bunch about this really dumb thing.
Yeah.
That's funny. So what would you say to a mom who is really struggling with all those things today? just struggling with motherhood in general, how would you encourage her?
I can turn that around and say what I wish someone would have told me.
Okay.
That it's normal.
Mm.
I do. I kind of wish that when I was in my first couple years of motherhood, when, like, one, I was dying. It was like such this slow, sacrificial death. Right? It's just like so hard. And first, I totally clarify, like, cushion that saying, for some people, it's so easy. Like, some people, it's really a natural transition.
Right.
For me, it wasn't. And so I think...
Yeah, me either, for real. Yeah. So that's why this podcast is a thing.
Yeah, exists because of that. Oh, that's awesome. And I think that not only did I feel guilty about feeling horrible, it made how I felt even worse.
Mm.
I shouldn't feel that way. I shouldn't be so frustrated right now. I should love that I'm rocking my child to sleep for the fourth hour in a row, you know, or I should love nursing, or I should love going on walks, you know? And so it's like that guilt. And then just to have someone say, oh, guess what? I hated that too, you know? And that's it doesn't mean you don't love your child.
Or you're a bad person, or you're not thankful.
Oh, totally, right? Like, absolutely. And so I guess, I wish someone would just said, you're normal.
Yeah, you told me that, you know, it's not hard because you're failing. It's hard because it's hard.
Oh, I love that.
That's so good and so true.
It's so true.
Hmm. So I have one more question for you. What is something that you just cannot even stop talking about right now?
Oh my goodness. I won't stop talking about it. Boxer.
Yes. I was so happy when I saw that answer. Tell me about it.
It's changed my life. It's totally changed my life.
Okay, so tell someone about it who doesn't know what it is.
Okay, so Boxer is kind of like leaving people long voice messages.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fabulous because think right now, where you are and where you live, do you have people in your life that you love like crazy but live far away and you don't ever really connect to them?
Mm-hmm.
You're nodding your head saying, yes, I do. Well, Boxer is the answer. Because
and she's not getting paid for this advertisement.
No, I'm not. Because, for instance, I have a dear friend who lives hours and hours and hours away. But if I'm driving like 5 minutes from my house to the grocery store, I'm not going to call her because it's only 5 minutes. And I can't catch up on 3 weeks worth of life in 5 minutes. So I don't call her. But now with Boxer, I can leave her a message on my time and on my terms, and I can just catch up in 5 minutes. And the best feature about it is you can listen to someone else's message on like triple time. So if someone leaves you a 15-minute message, you can actually listen to it in 4 or 5 minutes.
So good. So it's basically kind of like a walkie-talkie.
Yes. It's awesome.
It even makes a walkie-talkie noise, which I really kind of like.
I know.
So for the way it worked for us is that my in-laws are from the South and have a serious accents, or I can understand them, but the phone can't. So when they try to like speak into the phone, a text message, it made no sense. And we were spending all of our time deciphering their text messages. And so I said, listen, you guys, we need to switch to Voxer because I can understand your actual words. And it's been amazing. So we love that for that.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can get groups going. Have you gotten Boxer groups? Oh, my goodness.
It's great. I feel like, I mean, that in a weird way, that actually so helps with my loneliness because it's like adult human connection.
Yeah. And you don't have to rely on just the text message. They can seem a little cold, but if you can hear their voice and if you can hear their inflections, you can really get to their heart and you can share your heart.
Yes. It's kind of like when you're talking, you kind of feel like, wow, this is free therapy.
For
like
sure.
I'm just talking to myself.
It's true. Oh, maybe we should pay Voxer for the opportunity.
Yes, we should.
Well, and Julie, thank you really so much for talking to me. I have gotten a lot out of this. I've scribbled down lots of notes, and I know that my listeners will too, because it's just so real. And that is really freeing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. Did I explain, Emily, that very well?
Which?
The part about, well, can I just say it? And then if you wanted to edit it, you can.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So as far as Instagram, the Stay Awake to Love hashtag, kind of my goal is that you would share your story. And at the end, you share the hashtag Stay Awake to Love.
Okay.
Whatever the reality of your circumstances are. And then the hope is that we have this beautiful hashtag that's just flooded with stories of God's presence in the middle of our mess.
So good. So anybody can post a story and then use a hashtag. So you're like inviting people to do that. It's not just yours.
Absolutely. And then my other part of that is every morning, Monday through Friday, I feature a Stay Awake to Love story. And so it's another way of you getting connected to other people out there, moms or women who are being vulnerable and entering the truth of their story. So you can also get connected. And it's hopefully kind of like a springboard place to meet and connect with other women.
That's so good. How long have you been doing this?
A month.
So good.
A month. Thank you.
I love that. I love what you're doing. I love your whole feed and everything.
Thank you. Does that mean you want to share sometime, Emily?
Oh, yeah. I mean, actually, this has been on my heart a lot, is feeling like, because my temptation is either to be like really dark and like, this is super duper hard all the time, everything's the worst, or to just make everything funny. Like I said, black and white, you know what I mean? And so to say, this is a struggle, but this is where I see hope, I can do that, but sometimes I'm not feeling the hope part. So I end up not doing anything. Real is not a problem for me. I can access real quick.
Real quick.
I don't know. I hold myself back from sharing things because it's funnier to show like something funny, you know? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard because that's probably, I mean, that's also a part of who you are, you know, the funny, like how do you marriage the two?
Exactly. So I think I like your intentionality and I want to be more intentional. And so that's why, I don't know. I like what you're laying down.
All right, I'm putting your name down. I'll let you know when I need you.
Okay.
Because I will.
Okay, that sounds good. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks,
again.
Emily. I'm so excited.
It's really been a pleasure.
A gift.
Yeah. You have a good rest of the day, and I'm sure I'll be seeing around Instagram.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. First of all, I would like to give her mom a parenting award. Singing your kids to sleep, that is so awesome. Maybe you guys do that. I wish I was that sweet. Some nights, my kids aren't even in their beds before I've closed the door and said, good night. And then as I walk down the hall, that's when I start singing. It's not always that bad, but you know, some days are rough. So another thing I wanted to say. So she quit her job. Her mom quit her job. And that is not to say, and I don't think that she was saying it, and I'm certainly not saying it, that good moms don't go to work. I work. And I'm the best mom that I know. I'm just kidding about that, but I do work. And I also have a hobby that takes some time. You're listening to it right now. We would all love to be like Cinderella and have birds and mice fix our clothing and allow all of our needs to be met by a prince while we run around with our perfect little kids doing whatever we want, but not in glass shoes. That is not safe. I would not advise that. But we do not all find ourselves in a situation where we can not work. The point of what Anjali was saying, prayerfully consider what within your situation is best for your kids, not necessarily for you. It's natural to want to escape to something where you're appreciated and everyone's not rolling their eyes at you all day long. But if you can feel that your heart is wanting to escape more than engage with your family, you've probably got a little changing to do. And maybe that could be your strategy to struggle well this week. Or maybe you need the app Voxer so you can reconnect with some girlfriends and cut down on some isolation. Maybe you can think about how you're doing making a safe place for your kids. Are you a safe person? You could ask yourself this question. If you were your child, would you want to come to you for help? When we feel out of control as moms, emotionally or whatever, our kids can tell. They are not dummies. They can't feel safe if we don't act in a safe way. That could mean painting your toenails or getting a latte or going to bed earlier. Something simple that would help them not bear the brunt of you feeling bad about your bad choices. Just an idea. I know that I've had to deal with that in my own life, and so I am talking to myself here too. Maybe you need to prioritize learning about that weird thing that your kids really love in order to connect with them. I love how Anjali talked about willfulness, willlessness, and willingness. Maybe you spend a moment deciding which of these categories you're falling into right now and make the necessary changes. For me, my strategy to struggle well, I have been super sad over my words lately. Nothing terrible has happened, but I just noticed a slow fade into where all of a sudden I see that my words are negative and definitely not super encouraging. So something interesting happened to me just the other day. You know how you buy things and you put them on your walls and then you stop seeing them after a while? Well, I have a gorgeous print from Ruth Simons over at Grace Laced, And as all this negative word stuff was rolling around in my head and I was starting to feel like I needed to make a change, I noticed on the wall of my very own house something I had stopped noticing a long time ago. It was the words of Psalm 19:14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And so this week, practically, if I'm going to want to complain or point out something negative, I'm going to really try to start instead by saying, well, what I like about this is blank. I won't pretend that there are not problems in my life. I can't do that. I've tried and I'm terrible at it. But the truth is that there are way more good things laying around that I'm not picking up on. All right, friends, that will do it for episode 43. I'm praying for you, and I'm not just saying that because that's a weird thing to say if you don't intend to do it. But I for sure am doing it. I think you guys are fantastic. I love hearing from you. I love hearing your hearts. I love hearing your stories. And I pray that you have a great week of struggling well.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.